This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when the city of Seattle, for once, is actually praised and praised lavishly in the national news. Why? We'll tell you why. We'll also take a look at the president's address last night. He has followed it up with a long presentation this morning all about the American Rescue Plan. Is America about to be rescued? Our economy seems to be humming along. The Dow Jones averages up approaching 33,230 points today. That's good news. Is it good news for Andrew Cuomo? No, there is now a seventh accuser, and a lot of speculation based upon Democrats demanding his resignation. Why are they doing that, do you think? And is Andrew Cuomo right to say that he is the latest victim of cancel culture? We will get to that bit of news. A new survey that shows that Americans are gaining weight and drinking too much over the year of the COVID-19 crisis. What kind of Americans are particularly subject to the increased alcohol and the increased weight? The increased weight, by the way, is an average of a gain of nearly 50 pounds. Has that been your experience? We will get to that. And also, when it comes to political correctness, really, really, you're going to ban the word mother? I'm not talking about mother used as a half word. I'm talking about just the term mother or mom. Or mum in Great Britain, but this is in Great Britain. It is in the United States. It is a plague and a disaster. And speaking of a plague and a disaster, there is a basketball player I'd never heard of, and apparently he's somebody with some serious skills, even though he's been mostly riding the bench. He's fined $50,000 for the use of a racial epithet. No, not on the court. It was actually while he was playing a video game. And the racial epithet is not the one starting with an N that you're thinking of. It's another one starting with K. We will get to that issue as well on a busy day on the Michael Medved Show, plus a bunch of new movies and offerings for streaming at theaters. One of them actually kind of okay, maybe even more than okay. We will get to that as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, the Andrew Cuomo situation. I mean, there is more breaking news every single day. Today there is a seventh accuser who accuses Governor Cuomo of having touched her unwanted. She was a 25-year-old reporter at the time, and she came over to a party that the governor was convening at the governor's mansion. It was a holiday party, and apparently he got very handsy with her, and she feels that he tried to use this sexual touching as a means of power, not as a means of sexuality. Okay, she's written about it. She is number seven. Governor Cuomo has now been asked to resign by 12 members of Congress from New York State, by the majority of the state legislature. Yes, literally the majority have asked him to resign. He did a press conference this morning, and in responding to people like Jerry Nadler, remember him, Mr. Impeachment the first time, and AOC, you certainly remember her, they all asked for Governor Cuomo to resign this morning on their respective Twitter accounts. And Cuomo spoke today on a phone call about the accusations against him. He is not about to resign. Here is Governor Cuomo making that dramatic declaration. This is clip number 10.
I firmly believe, and my administration has always represented, women have a right to come forward and be heard, and I encourage that fully. But I also want to be clear. There is still a question of the truth. I did not do what has been alleged, period. I won't speculate about people's possible motives, but I can tell you, as a former attorney general who's gone through this situation many times, there are often many motivations for making an allegation. And that is why you need to know the facts before you make a decision. There are now two reviews underway. No one wants them to happen more quickly and more thoroughly than I do. Let them do it.
Okay, he goes on to say that he is a victim of cancel culture. Really? This is Governor Cuomo on that regard, again, trying to play the victim card and to join Republicans and conservatives who have been denouncing cancel culture for some time. Here's Governor Cuomo, clip 11.
People know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth. Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people. Part of this is that I am not part of the political club. And you know what? I'm proud of it.
He's not part of the political club? He was born into the political club. His father was a three-term governor. He was part of the Clinton administration, going back there in a cabinet position. He was born and raised and spoon-fed. How is Andrew Cuomo not part of the political club? And in terms of the victimization claimed under the cancel culture is about canceling people for things that are politically incorrect, not canceling people for things that are illegal. Sexual assault is illegal. Not this most recent accuser, but the sixth accuser accuses Cuomo of sexual assault, of actually grabbing her under the clothes and basically fondling her. And you can't do that. That's against the law, especially in the governor's mansion when it's somebody who works for you, for goodness sake. The idea that this is comparable to cancel culture, where you're canceled because of your opinions, that, of course, leads to a big question, which is, why is it that the most enthusiastic parties in terms of condemning Governor Cuomo are not Republicans in New York, who, by the way, with all of this turmoil in the Democratic Party, a good Republican candidate would have a real chance of prevailing in 2022, next year, when this seat comes up. Because I don't think Cuomo is going to be the Democratic candidate, even though he still has a lot of loyal supporters within the Democratic Party. There is more about this. The governor of California now acknowledging that with over 2 million signatures on the recall petition, he probably will face a recall election, and there are a couple of labor unions that are already gearing up for it. We'll also talk about the president's speech last night, and we will be speaking about Washington State with all of the hooray, hooray, hooray for Washington for dealing with the pandemic. What about our ability in this state to actually deal with something like they experienced in Texas? The Washington Policy Center has a paper on that and an indication of just how vulnerable we would be. We will get to that and to excesses and idiocies involving cancel culture and political correctness. All coming up on The MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776 is our number.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Believe it, Andrew Cuomo, the embattled governor of New York, saying people know the difference between playing politics, bowing to cancel culture, and the truth. No one's asking him to bow to cancel culture. Cancel culture has to do with people being canceled, wiped out, driven from the public arena because they state opinions that are unpopular. That's not the case for Andrew Cuomo. What he is accused of is criminal. Sexual assault is a crime. And it's particularly a crime if it occurs in the governor's mansion, for God's sake. I tweeted this morning, and you can follow the Twitter account. It's at Medved Show at Twitter. And, okay, that's me. And one of the things I tweeted was that Dr. Johnson, Dr. Samuel Johnson, some 300 years ago, said very famously, patriotism is the last resort of a scoundrel. Now, he's not saying that everybody who claims to be a patriot is a scoundrel. He's saying that many scoundrels, which as they're going down, as they are being disgraced, will say, no, I did this in the name of patriotism. Okay, what Cuomo is showing is denouncing cancel culture is the last resort of a scoundrel. And speaking of last resorts, there is breaking news because the Minneapolis City Council has unanimously voted to approve $27 million. $27 million for what? It's a settlement to George Floyd's estate. The attorney for George Floyd's family said in a statement, George Floyd's horrific death, witnessed by millions of people around the world, unleashed a deep longing and undeniable demand for justice and change that the largest pretrial settlement in a wrongful death case ever would be for the life of a black man sends a powerful message that black lives do matter and police brutality against people of color must end. Okay, you can see this as a punishment of the city of Minneapolis. $27 million is a gigantic settlement. And again, how do you put any price at all on somebody's life being shared among his family? Apparently, a child who you may recall that I believe got some national attention, and certainly his family during the whole funeral process for George Floyd. But in any event, the timing with the trial of Derek Chauvin, who was primarily responsible for the death of George Floyd, the timing with the settlement right before the trial is obviously part of the effort, and I think it's a smart effort, by the city of Minneapolis to calm the waters to avoid another explosion of violence. There's not an explosion of violence, but there has been an explosion of self-congratulation on the part of the Biden team over the success that they had with passing this $1.9 trillion rescue plan. We will get to that in a moment. First of all, Al Sharpton commenting on the $27 million settlement of the George Floyd wrongful death suit. Here is the Reverend Sharpton on MSNBC, of course. Listen.
Just a moment ago, and he said that money, even $27 million, means nothing without a conviction in this trial for Derek Chauvin. The pressure surrounding the people involved in this trial is immense. When I think back on what I could compare it to, it's the riots in Los Angeles. It's OJ.
Well, I think that the fact that the man outside the courtroom said what the family said, that all the money in the world they settled for mean nothing if they don't get justice. You can't pay for the right to kill us. You can't pay for the right to put a knee on someone's neck for nine minutes. And I think that when we look at this kind of tension, we should not think of riots. We should also think, Katie, of the riot that was on the neck of George Floyd. Many people are calling me saying, Reverend Al, will there be violence? Like there wasn't violence that killed George Floyd. I'm concerned about there being some way that they are not criminally held responsible for lynching by knee, George Floyd. That's the violence I'm concerned about. We certainly don't condone or call for any violence, regardless of the verdict. But we are saying let's deal with the violence that we know that did happen, not just the violence that people hope won't happen.
Okay, in the city of Minneapolis, to say that they haven't dealt with the violence that Reverend Sharpton is talking about, they tried the experiment of cutting off funding for the police department, even voting to abolish the police department and replace it with something else. That has resulted in a huge skyrocketing level of crime. Who are the main victims of that crime? They're black people. They are. Who are disproportionately the victims of violent crime in Minneapolis and around the country. And there's something that the reporter on MSNBC said, well, this reminds me of the riots in Los Angeles with O.J. There were no riots about O.J. There were. The riots were about Rodney King. And by the way, that those riots occurred, and after the riots, the police officers involved ended up going to jail on federal civil rights charges after they had been acquitted in terms of the state charges against them. The entire matter of the trial of Derek Chauvin, the fact that they have added third-degree murder to the charges against him, that's a less serious charge, which will bring less jail time. But I think the charges against him, which are third-degree murder, second-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter, I think it's possible he'll be convicted on at least two of those counts. And I think the idea of an outright acquittal for Derek Chauvin is unlikely. However, it is a trial, and he does have a defense. We will be hearing much more about that defense as things go on. Is there any defense for what happened in Texas and for some of the policies that actually contributed to the blackouts and the disasters? The risk of that same kind of Texas-style blackout is very real in Washington State. So says Todd Myers, director of the Center for Environment of the Washington Policy Center. He will join us to talk about those risks coming up. We'll also talk about the New York Times praising Seattle as a shining example of what? We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedMed Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to avidbiotechs.trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from biotech.trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is celebrating the passage of the coronavirus stimulus package today in a Rose Garden event. President Biden and Vice President Harris are meeting with congressional Democratic leaders who played a key role in getting the bill to Biden's desk. House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, no fan of the bill.
It is the largest single spending bill in history, and the only bipartisan vote was the vote against the bill. Not one Republican voted for it. question is why. This isn't a relief bill. It's pretty much a payoff for Pelosi's political allies, and it will be the American people paying the bill.
Denver may get hit with one of the biggest snowstorms ever there. The massive storm could bring up to 3 feet of snow and high winds to the mile-high city. It's currently forecast to reach the Central Rockies Saturday night and go into Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Michael Medved Show, there was a famous novel back in the 1930s called It Can't Happen Here, which was a novel by Sinclair Lewis. It was basically about some kind of fascist communist takeover in the United States. Well, it didn't happen here. And a lot of people in Washington State look at what happened in Texas with those devastating blackouts and so many people having their lives disrupted and some even deadly consequences from the failure of the power grid. And a lot of people in Washington State say it can't happen here. But they're wrong, says the Washington Policy Center. Washington Policy Center is a totally invaluable resource for dealing with the truth about state policy. You can click on their banner right up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Todd Myers, who's been a guest on the show many times, is the director of the Center for the Environment at the Washington Policy Center. Todd, a lot of people look at our power grid here. They think we have a lot of hydropower based on the Grand Coulee Dam and based on various dams and hydroelectric plants across the state. Are we secure from the kind of disaster that happened in Texas?
We are unfortunately not. We do have a very good grid because of the hydro you talked about. More than 70% of our electricity is from hydro. About another 10%, maybe not quite 10%, is nuclear, which is very reliable. But we are phasing out coal entirely and phasing out natural gas. And what we're replacing that with is intermittent solar and wind, even as demand for electricity is going to continue to go up. And what we find is that we are already above an acceptable level of risk for what is called loss of load probability, which is disruptions, maybe not like Texas, but disruptions. But that increases to 25% by the middle of the decade. So it's going up. It's going in the wrong direction.
Let me ask you this, because it's one of those things that I was wondering about reading your paper, and again, that paper is available to everybody free. Just go to Washington Policy Center, click on the banner at michaelmedved.com. The trend for electric cars, with General Motors announcing they're going to stop making any gas-powered vehicles in 2030, and other car companies across the world relying more and more on plug-in cars. That actually puts new demands, doesn't it, on the electrical grid if everybody's going to be driving in an electric-powered car?
It absolutely does. And so, like I said, we're not building new hydro. We may build new nuclear, but it's going to take a very long time. And so the question is, how do you meet that increased demand for all of those electric vehicles? And then also people are talking about restricting the use of natural gas for home heating and making that electric. So all of that new demand has to come from somewhere. What the environmental community says is that we can build solar in southern Idaho and wind power in Montana, because it's sunnier in southern Idaho and it's windier in Montana. But one of the things that we find is that we don't have the transmission capacity to get that electricity from those locations all the way to Seattle, which is where most of the demand is. So there isn't a good answer right now on how to deal with all of the new demand that you're correctly recognizing.
What would you recommend? What needs to be done? Because I know Washington Policy Center is all about solutions. So what's a solution here?
There's a couple of different solutions. One is don't tear down the Snake River dams. people want to talk about tearing down the Snake River dams to save salmon, but that we have those dams provide more electricity than all of the wind and solar power in Washington State combined, and that would simply make it worse. The second thing is to recognize that natural gas has a role because you can turn it on and off when there is demand. And going down to zero natural gas or bringing no natural gas onto our grid, which is being proposed for Washington State, puts us in a very big risk. So that's a big problem. And last, we need to give consumers more power. Right now, consumers don't have control or knowledge about, you know, how much electricity they're using, and they don't have incentives to conserve when it makes sense. There are now technologies that can do that, and we need to give consumers more control of that technology and the incentives to do that. They do this in the UK already, and what they find is that people who are given a price incentive and the technology to conserve when prices are high actually save money over the course of the year. So this isn't just good for the environment. It isn't just good for grid stability. It's good for your pocketbook, and we need to do more of those things.
How would that work? I mean, I know that there are places in the world where they have a lot of sunshine. Seattle is not necessarily one of them. Where, for instance, private homes have water heaters that are powered by solar power. That would not be possible in the Seattle area, would it?
In fact, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory has a map where they say, here are the best and worst places for solar power. This is photovoltaic rather than water heaters in the United States. And Western Washington is literally the worst place in the United States outside of Alaska for solar panels. And yet we subsidize solar panels, spend tens of millions of dollars at the state level to subsidize solar because it's cool. So, yes, that is not a good answer. It works in a variety of ways. Some ways are very straightforward, which is simply that you get notifications when prices are going up and you can, you know, turn down your thermostat or turn off lights or other things like that. Others are more automated with smart thermostats that when you say, when the price gets this high, you know, turn down my heat or turn down my air conditioning to save some money, and it will do it automatically for you. So there are things that can be done that work very well. And like I said, actually save money while helping the planet.
You mentioned nuclear power before and how fortunate we are that we do have some of our power provided by nuclear, which is clean, it's safe, it doesn't impact the climate. Why aren't we building new nuclear facilities, at least for the long term?
Well, I think it's because fear of nuclear and that is a long-lasting legacy. Environmental groups have long campaigned against nuclear, and that has had its legacy. I think the Fukushima situation, where they had a giant earthquake and tidal wave, obviously exacerbated that problem. But there is a turn. There is a split now in the environmental community about the value of nuclear power, and a number of them are coming around. And there are also some very cool new nuclear technologies called modular nuclear. And in eastern Idaho, at the national lab there, they're doing a test on modular nuclear reactor, which is less expensive and more scalable. It's, nuclear tends to be either on or off, and so it's hard to ramp up and down with demand. But if you have lots of small nuclear generators, you can do that. So there's some cool new technology, but it's going to take a very long time before we get there.
It's important to read about this and to find out about it, and no better source to go to than the Washington Policy Center and the Center for the Environment, run by Todd Myers, who does such an outstanding job. Go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Washington Policy Center. And look, the fact that Democrats are in control as far as the eye can see, these are nonpartisan issues, and they are issues where a conservative voice on policy is utterly crucial. And that's why, if you can, do whatever you can to support the Washington Policy Center. I'm proud that they're a sponsor of this show. I'm proud to be associated with them because they're all about practical solutions, actually making life better for the state of Washington. I was thrilled and very proud of the fact that the U.S. News and World Report chose Washington as the best state to live in terms of a variety of metrics. If you want to keep it that way, you know, better way to do that than through support for the WPC, the Washington Policy Center. Again, go to our website, michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. And Todd Myers, I wish you a wonderful weekend, maybe a wonderful end to the pandemic and the associated disruptions, and great success with WPC. When we come back, President Biden took an unexpected turn in his address to the nation last night. What was it? We'll tell you coming up. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, many Americans, no one's quite sure how many, watched the first speech marking 50 days as President of the United States by Joe Biden. It was a speech last night from the East Room at the White House, and generally a well-received, well-delivered speech. There were parts of the speech that were actually not what I was expecting. I was expecting Biden to do more like what he did this afternoon in the Rose Garden of the White House. This afternoon, he was basically doing a victory lap and talking about all the wonderful things in the already very popular American Rescue Plan bill that was passed for $1.9 trillion. And yes, the cost is a factor. And he's going to be touring around the country together with Vice President Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff. They're going to be promoting that bill. I was expecting that last night. He didn't do it. It was more of a looking back on the virus and the suffering that Americans have gone through. And it was an effectively written speech. I detect the hand of John Meacham, who has done such a good job helping President Biden with his most important speeches. And one part of it, however, at the very beginning seemed like a gratuitous, unnecessary knock on the prior administration. As Joe Biden marked the 1 year since we shut everything down, he said this. This is clip one.
As we mark 1 year since everything stopped because of this pandemic. A year ago, we were hit with a virus that was met with silence and spread unchecked. Denials for days, weeks, then months that led to more deaths, more infections, more stress, and more loneliness. Photos and videos from 2019 feel like they were taken in another era, the last vacation. The last birthday with friends, the last holiday with extended family. While it was different for everyone, we all lost something, a collective suffering, a collective sacrifice, a year filled with the loss of life and the loss of living for all of us. But in the loss, we saw how much there was to gain.
Okay, that's been interpreted by many people as obviously a slam on his predecessor, but he didn't go nearly as far as people are suggesting. First of all, he kept saying, we. And he talked about the COVID-19 being initially met with denial and minimization. It was. And there were lots of people, prominent people, including the President of the United States, who said this is really no worse than the flu. We only have one single case in the whole country right now. It took a while before the response ramped up. But President Biden did speak about the way that Americans have managed to rally together. And I think he's right about this. This is clip two.
We've seen frontline and essential workers risking their lives, sometimes losing them, to save and help others. Researchers and scientists racing for a vaccine. And so many of you, as Hemingway wrote, being strong in all the broken places. I know it's been hard. I truly know. As I've told you before, I carry a card in my pocket with the number of Americans who have died from COVID to date. It's on the back of my schedule. As of now, total deaths in America, 527,726. That's more deaths than in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam War, and 9/11 combined. There were husbands, wives, sons and daughters, grandparents, friends, neighbors, young and old.
Okay, and I do think that Americans, to a great extent, have rallied together. By the way, that was something that was pointed out by the New York Times regarding the city of Seattle, which of all the major cities in the country has the lowest rate of death. Even though the virus started here, the first cases were in the Seattle area in Kirkland, Washington. And finally, Biden also spoke, the president, about some of the divisions that have cropped up during the pandemic. This is clip three.
We've turned against one another. A mask. The easiest thing to do to save lives. Sometimes it divides us. States pitted against one another instead of working with each other. Vicious hate crimes against Asian Americans who've been attacked, harassed, blamed, and scapegoated. At this very moment, so many of them, our fellow Americans, they're on the front lines of this pandemic trying to save lives. And still, they're forced to live in fear for their lives, just walking down streets in America. It's wrong, it's un-American, and it must stop.
Okay, obviously, the concerns of the Asian community are very real. And all the statistics about hate crimes against Asian Americans are alarming. And of course it must stop. And then he made some optimistic pronouncements, which provided a highlight for his speech. Clip four.
Now I want to talk about the next steps we're thinking about. First, tonight, I'm announcing that I will direct all states, tribes, and territories to make all adults, people 18 and over, eligible to be vaccinated no later than May 1. Let me say that again. All adult Americans will be eligible to get a vaccine no later than May 1.
Okay, and finally, a 4th of July rally. Listen, this is clip 5.
I need you to get vaccinated when it's your turn and when it's your you can find an opportunity. And to help your family, your friends, your neighbors get vaccinated as well. Because here's the point. If we do all this, if we do our part, if we do this together, by July the 4th, there's a good chance you, your families and friends will be able to get together in your backyard or in your neighborhood and have a cookout and a barbecue and celebrate Independence Day. That doesn't mean large events with lots of people together, but it does mean small groups will be able to get together. After this long, hard year, that will make this Independence Day something truly special, where we not only mark our independence as a nation, but we begin to mark our independence from this virus.
Okay, look, I think that's an important goal. And part of what President Biden is doing here, it seems to me, is he won overwhelming support. He won over 80% support in the black community. And unfortunately, one of the reasons the vaccination level is so much less in the black community than anywhere else, part of it is structural and part of it has to do with racism and poverty and all of that. But part of it has to do simply with black people being more reluctant to get the vaccine. And I think with what President Biden is talking about Americans rallying together by protecting themselves, protecting their neighbors by getting people to protect themselves, I think is tremendously important. In general, look, one of the things that I think that Republicans have to address is how we enjoy continued success. Because enjoying that continued success and getting vaccines for everybody is a goal that shouldn't be partisan in any way. And the same way that I had said before that I thought it would be a wonderful role for President Trump to play, to step forward in encouraging people to get vaccines, because one of the things that the polling indicates is among people who are reluctant or frightened or skeptical about the vaccine, Republicans are unfortunately overrepresented. Look, we need Republicans. We need a viable party. And part of viable means staying alive. And that means getting vaccines when you can. We will get back to more of the impact of this big, huge congressional initiative, which is very mixed. Also, a poll that shows that we're losing confidence in the military. Could that be true? And if so, why? And then what about all the weight gains and drinking gains during the pandemic?
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.